I'd like to move forward to when, in the early 80s, you became the abbot of Wat Pa Nana Chat, which, for those who don't know, was a branch monastery of Ajahn Chah's Wat Nong Papong, which catered to Western bhikkhus. How did you come to be abbot of Wat Pa Nana Chat?
Oh, what is it? A series of unfortunate circumstances?
I was going to ask.
I was not
nine rains.
Yeah, it was very, very young at the time. Although in those days, you know, we were all recently, like when Ajahn Sumedho became the abbot. I mean, he was just in his going into his ninth year as well. But it was more. In those days there were a few more senior monks around, but then it was when Ajahn Chah, and that's when it was right at the time when Ajahn Jokhro was leaving to go to, he'd gotten permission from Ajahn Chah, but the group in Perth, Western Australia, had got Ajahn Chah's blessing to, that he would send, Ajahn Jokhro with one other monk to go, so that first monk who went was a monk called Puriso, who went for a year, and then Ajahn Brahm went after that. Ajahn Jokhro was leaving, and he had been the abbot of Wat Nana Chah, Ajahn Chah, I was out at a kind of a remote branch monastery along the border of Laos. I'd spent the rains retreat there, and I absolutely loved it. There was a huge forest, about 1,000-acre forest, that still had plenty of wild animals, and it was in a reservoir from a power dam, and so it was very beautiful conditions. And I found it very conducive to meditation. So I was making plans to stay, which, yeah, you should never make too many plans as a monk. A letter came to the abbot telling me to, this after the rains retreat, telling me to go back to Wat Nana Chat to prepare take on the duties of abbot of Wat Nana Chat because Ajahn Jokhro was going to be leaving. So that it was Ajahn Chah's initiative it wasn't a request. It was he let me know that's what I was going to be doing.
Gosh, that's a huge change. And I think coming from a Western culture, we're not used to that idea that you're going to get ordered, more or less, to do something. How did you feel it? How did you feel about it?
Well, I felt terrified.
Right.
You know, the idea of taking on that responsibility, having that duty, I also felt that if Ajahn Chah felt I couldn't do it, he wouldn't ask me to do it.
True.
So, because I had a lot of trust in him, and felt that he really understood human nature and understood, yeah, us as human beings. So I had the confidence that he knew what he was doing. I didn't have the confidence that I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I felt, okay, I think I can, we'll just have to make this work.